Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. We're glad you're with us, as you are every day. Thank you very much for tuning in. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Full crew, Bob, Kelly, and Andrew. Glad you're with us. Opening segment, sponsored as it is every day by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Proud supporters of Southern Miss and a great friend of ours and a great place for you to take your family for dinner tonight. Heath Hinton from Big Gold Nation joining us later in the hour. We're also going to be talking about 11 Southern Miss football players who made a Sunbelt preseason all-conference list. And also, we're going to do football predictions for the fall. We're going to kind of begin to focus on football a little bit. But first, we want to bring Noah Frary back on the show. Noah covers the Sunbelt for a living, does a lot of play-by-play for the league as well, and keeps up with it about as well as anybody, and we're always happy to get his input. Noah, first of all, thanks for coming back, man. Glad to have you on the show again.
Yeah, it's always good to be back. I'm glad we linked up and look forward to a busy summer in the college football and the Sun Belt world.
Well, no question. Before we get to that, though, let me ask you, because I know you keep a close eye on the Sun Belt, this impressive run by Coastal Carolina in the College World Series. And Noah, what would it mean to the league for the Chanticleers to win this thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be huge for the league. I mean, many around college baseball have considered the Sun Belt Conference to be one of, you know, premier college baseball leagues. Obviously, you know, Coastal Carolina's made this run this year. You know, you have Southern Miss, who you guys follow extremely well. I know Troy probably sitting at home right now thinking that that snub was not justified this year. But, you know, I think winning the College World Series against a team, you know, like LSU would just further prove that the Sun Belt has an elite baseball league, and you might even be able to have the conversation after that that, you know, they are easily inside the top three or four conferences in the country when it comes to the strength of baseball.
And they do appear to be equipped to do this, don't they?
Yeah, I think they do, because anytime you get to this time of year, it all comes down to pitching, and you know, Coastal Carolina pitching has proven that they can perform on the biggest of stages. I mean, you look at the start that Morrison had, you think of Riley Eichhoff and others in that rotation. I think that is a big boon for Coastal Carolina. They're not the team that used to, you know, outslug you a couple of years ago, but they play really clean baseball, they play good defense, all those types of things play extremely well in high-pressure postseason environments. And, you know, at this point, they're the hottest team in America. So don't count out the Chanticleers heading into this weekend's three-game championship series in Omaha.
Noah, looking back at the regular season, a lot of Southern Miss and Coastal fans, for that matter, were disappointed that those two teams didn't get to battle each other during the regular season when they clearly emerged as the top two teams. How, if at all, can the league clean this up to where everybody can play everybody, or somehow this could have happened going forward?
Yeah, I mean, it's so challenging, because ultimately you sit down in the preseason and you try to figure out these schedules, and, you know, obviously there's rotations of teams that you have to play yearly. But, you know, I guess you can call it a mid-major conference right now. At least that's what many would call it. I think, you know, in mid-major levels, conferences have to find a way to make sure their best teams are playing against each other, you know, every year, mainly because of the RPI ramifications and, you know, could the difference of, you know, those two teams having played during the regular season been the difference between maybe Coastal Carolina having a little bit easier of a road to get to Omaha, and similarly for Southern Miss, if they had had a good series, maybe that boosts them up from a 16 seed a little bit higher in the regional rankings. So I think the Sun Belt has to find ways to pit their best teams against each other year in and year out to help them when it comes to postseason seeding.
I remember Conference USA a couple years ago in basketball would kind of leave some open dates, if you will, toward the end of the year to where they could match team the higher caliber teams against each other, and then the lower caliber teams who really didn't have much to fight for could also play. A possibility perhaps going forward in baseball?
Sounds better. It would work out. I mean, you think about a baseball roster that, you know, moving into this next year, I think the number is 34 that can be on the roster, and you just think about the ramifications of what you're discussing there, and hotels that have to be booked, and airline tickets, and all of these things that, you know, quite frankly, are done months and months in advance. You know, you've seen the Sun Belt maybe dabble in that a little bit with what they've done with the, you know, the Sun Belt MAC Challenge, but you know, I think it's a better idea on paper than it probably is in reality, just because of all the moving parts. But it certainly is an idea that probably should be discussed, you know, as these conferences continue to try to pit their best against their best, particularly at the end of the year.
Noah, let's switch gears and talk football. There's, I guess, the Sun Belt is at the heart of, partly at the heart of some new realignments. There's chatter out there. There's some reporting. What's kind of your two cents on what's out there on social media?
Yeah, I mean, right now it definitely feels like there's some smoke that Texas State may be considering, you know, leaving the Sun Belt Conference. I think when you look at that, it probably comes down to, you know, how much are Pac-12 schools going to get. I think Texas State would love an invitation to the Pac-12. You know, some have called that the fifth power conference. I would kind of say that I don't agree with that. You know, does Oregon State and Washington State alone, coupled with a bunch of G5s, make them a power conference? Probably not. But, you know, regardless of all of that, you know, there's a chance for increased media rights. And I think once the Pac-12 figures some of that out, most likely in the next couple of weeks, you know, Texas State could very well, you know, get an invitation. Pete Thamel of ESPN has done some reporting on that. And then, you know, what really becomes interesting is the ripple effect after that, and where does the Sun Belt go? Do they stand pat for this year? Do they make a quick move? I think that's the fascinating next step.
I guess what's your take on the hypothetical? Or, I mean, it doesn't really seem like it's going to be a hypothetical. I mean, like, I've also kind of heard that Texas State, it's, you know, they got one foot out the door. But the question is, what does the ripple effect look like? What's your take on it?
Yeah, I think it's very interesting because the Sun Belt has positioned themselves as a conference that at this point they're probably not dipping into the FCS ranks to, you know, maybe fill out that 16th spot. You've heard Louisiana Tech obviously was brought up in that article by Pete Thamel. They've been rumored. There's been various reporting out there, you know, in terms of, you know, them being in the league, them not being in the league. I know there's a sore taste in a lot of Sun Belt fans, you know, mouths about how they left the league initially. So I think they're part of the conversation, but the league also has to look at, do we want three teams out of the state of Louisiana? You know, Western Kentucky and MTSU have obviously been talked about. You know, Western Kentucky could be really interesting because of a good football program and strength in men's basketball. Ultimately, I think a lot of Sun Belt fans, their big dream is East Carolina and how good that would look in that Sun Belt East division, and maybe you mix up the divisions a little bit because of that. I'm not sure that is potentially a reality right now just because of the amount of money that American Athletic Conference teams get in on a yearly basis. It's rumored to be, you know, close to $10 million per year, whereas the Sun Belt right now is sitting, you know, maybe that $2 to $5 million range based on who you talk about. So that might not be realistic, but, you know, are there some further dominoes that could take place, you know, in the years ahead? Memphis, I think, is another team in the American that maybe's had one foot in, one foot out, and could them leaving maybe reshuffle the deck a little bit? So ultimately, I think it just gives us something more to talk about during the summer. But when it comes to the Sun Belt, I think what you have to pay attention to is as of July 1st, the opt-out for Texas State to leave the Sun Belt would go from $5 million to $10 million. And so you start doing some math, and there's probably a crescendo that could happen in the next couple of weeks, potentially, if they choose to leave.
Noah, always good stuff, man. We really appreciate your input. Be calling on you more, if that's cool with you, when we get a little closer to football season.
Hey, always enjoy talking, guys. Enjoy your summer, and look forward to following along.
All right, Noah Frary, everybody, on the Eagle Hour. We'll talk a little football when we come back. As we leave this break, we'll remind you about Be Quick. They're celebrating their 60th anniversary. You can stop by the Be Quick Shell Station on the corner of 98 and Hegwood here in Hattiesburg to receive your free Buffalo decal. Place it on the back of your vehicle. Spotters will be looking for those decals. And if you're picked, you could win some great prizes. Saints football experiences, Mossy Oak shopping sprees, Royal Caribbean cruises for four, or a Biloxi offshore fishing trip. Proud supporters of Southern Miss, Be Quick, and we thank them for joining us.
And some people will say, Bob, I just don't do bumper stickers. Well, look, here's what you do. Get your bumper sticker. Just don't peel off the back of it. Just put scotch tape, you know, corner. Just put the corners and scotch tape it to your bumper. So then after this is over with, then you can just gently pull it off.
Renaissance man here.
Well, I mean, if you're that dead set against it, I mean, I could go for a cruise.
What does Come On Get Happy mean on your t-shirt there?
This is my Partridge Family tribute.
With doves.
The 19th. You know, those are partridges.
Come on, get happy.
Yeah. In a pear tree.
Look, Andrew talking about the 70s.
Listen to Andrew.
I'm crazy, right?
Google's been busy. Yeah.
Hungry? How about Mobe Beignet, 2902 Hardy Street, Hattiesburg? Check out their Facebook page. Enjoy a delicious beignet. Talk a little Southern Miss football when we come back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right. Thanks to Noah Frary. Always enjoy our conversations with him. Don't forget about our podcast. You can hear it every day on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. Or you could tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Weekend's coming up. Make a trip to MCS Home Center in Bellevue. 7329 US 98 West, just west of town. Great place to go get anything for a weekend project you've got at your home, your garden, your lawn. Great, great inventory, everything you need, great service, local people, MCS Home Center. Before we move on to football, Andrew, you made such an interesting comment coming into the break. You said the LSU Coastal deal is going to illustrate teams that go use a lot of money to build teams, buy players, put teams together with money versus Coastal, which goes back to what we've talked about a lot in the last couple of weeks, a culture of keeping kids in your program, developing kids, as opposed to a team with tons of money that goes and buys big stars.
Yeah, and I'd like to point out the way storylines and history tends to work. Do you guys realize who when Coastal last won their national championship, who was at the helm of Arizona?
Well, I did until you told me
it
earlier.
It was Jay Johnson. And who did Coastal beat to get to Omaha last time? LSU.
Yep.
So
yep.
I was going to save that for news.
He was the coach when Southern Miss played him in the regional, right?
Correct. That was his first year.
And he made the comment after it they had better pitching than we did, but that's never going to happen again. And they went out and virtually bought a new baseball team and won the national championship.
And there were stories that he was actually talking to some Southern Miss pitchers.
Well, yeah, we know he was.
It's not really a story. I mean, that's more
that's
of a fact.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I didn't want to start it, restart something.
No, that's right. All right, we're going to move on to football. Phil Steele Magazine put out their 2025 Sun Belt preseason all-conference team, 11 Southern Miss players, and this is not a criticism. This is just an illustration of how things have changed in college football.
But, Bob, can I interrupt? How many did you say?
11.
Now, 11?
There's four different teams.
Four different teams.
Let's
keep that in mind, too.
Oh, okay.
Not to take anything away from the young men there, but it's four.
That's right.
It's still
These are not all first-teamers.
No, first through fourth team.
I got you. Okay.
11 Southern Miss players. Everybody remembers Chris Jones, great player, played at Southern Miss last year. He's the only one on the list. Braylon Braxton played at Marshall. Jamont Tabb played at Texas and Arizona State. This is before coming here. Ian Foster, Marshall. Josh Moten, Marshall. Kieran Heath, Ole Miss. Isaiah Gibson, Marshall. Amir Foster, Marshall. Micah Davis, Ole Miss and Utah State. Eliza Metcalf, Marshall. Jeffrey Pittman, Mississippi State. Chris Jones, Southern Miss. This is not just Southern Miss. This is the new world of college football.
Four of them, by the way, first-teamers, worth pointing out.
But am I right, Andrew? This is just this is what you see now in college football.
Yeah, I mean, it's the new landscape. The Pandora box is out, you know? I mean,
that's it.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. So.
And I don't know if I shared this story on the air, but at church this past weekend, if I did, stop me.
I might stop you anyway, Kelly.
No, but there were a couple of guys who were – obviously good-looking athletes, right, coming in at Southern Miss apparel, and I said, you guys have got to be football players, and he said, yes sir, we are. And I said, so kind of tongue-in-cheek, and they knew that I was kidding, I said, so now we're supposed to love you when 6 months ago we hated you, assuming that they had come from Marshall. And they said, well, we're true freshmen, so we committed to Marshall, but we've never worn a Marshall uniform. So
they were committed to Marshall and then came here.
Yes.
Oh, but that happens. That's been happening for a while.
Commitments mean nothing.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, so 11 all-conference players. And, Andrew, let's set this up. We're gonna let everybody know how those 11 conference players are going to work season-wise.
I want to point out a couple things. This is probably the first of two different times we're going to do this, because this is coming out of spring, having no idea what they've hit and really what they look like after the spring portal. I think there's a few question marks. I'm very skeptical of the front seven right now because they were so banged up and just needed numbers. They were banged up at running back. I don't know what offensive line is going to look like, but they do have good quarterback, wide receivers, defensive backs. So there's plenty of question marks. So let's acknowledge that. To give us all a break when they come for our heads after these predictions. So, reminder, they do have seven home games. Four of the first five are home, but we'll just run through it one at a time, and we'll put our records out there. So, all right, Mississippi State home game, 11 o'clock to open the year. I'm going to take them to win that game. I have very little faith in Mississippi State.
Kelly?
I'll take Mississippi State. I think it'll be close.
I do too. Yeah,
but I think State will win.
It grieves me to say this, but in the end, I think you're right. It'll be close. Mississippi State, an SEC team. God, it hurts to say that. Probably more depth, and I like Mississippi State.
I just think that State was not very good last year. There's no tape on the Southern Miss team. I don't know how you prepare for this if you're Mississippi State. Right. There's a full season of tape on a not very good Jeff Lebby squad. That's not going to be much different than last year. I just think it's a home game for Southern Miss. I mean, it is not an easy task for Mississippi State to walk into that. No.
And if you're going to play Mississippi State,
that's when to play.
Right? Yeah, that's
exactly
the first game out of the shoot.
All right. Right. Game two, Jackson State.
Southern Miss.
Southern Miss.
All right. We're all in agreement on that one.
Okay.
First conference home game, App State.
I was going to say, Jackson State's going to be good, though. They're going to be
really
good.
I think Jackson State would have beat Southern Miss last year, but I just think Southern Miss is, they're obviously a completely different team.
Jacksonville State, you say?
No, App State.
App State.
Oh, App State.
App State. Conference home opener. I'm taking App because coaching change.
Mm. Yeah, both teams coming in with new coaches, right?
But App's is a little – I think they're – and a little bit of a different situation.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to Bob, you go.
I'm going to have to take App State.
Okay.
Okay, I'll take the Eagles in that one.
Okay. So you got the Eagles winning the first three? Kelly? Or you took Mississippi?
No, I took Mississippi State.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. At Louisiana Tech. Again, I'm going to take Louisiana. I'm going to take Southern Miss. I don't like this, but they're also that's a coach on the hot seat who Louisiana Tech was not very good last year.
Sonny Cumbie. Yeah. This really is putting us on the spot. Bob, you go.
Let's go. Now we got 3 minutes.
Okay.
I like Southern Miss to beat Louisiana Tech on the road. I don't think Louisiana Tech's going to be very good, and I think the Eagles. I think I'd like them to win that.
Okay.
One.
All right. I'll make it a three.
Okay. I think that could be the game that gets a head coach fired. To be honest, for Louisiana Tech. Anyway, Jacksonville State, who I know has had Southern Miss's number, but Rich Rodriguez is gone, as is most of his team, at home.
Yeah.
I'm taking. I don't like that I have Southern Miss going 5-0 right now, but
5-0.
Yeah, well, I mean, okay. It's just like all these teams have not ideal circumstances.
Well, I'm going with Southern Miss over Jacksonville State.
I think the Eagles are going to stub their toe in this one. I'll take Jacksonville State.
Okay, and now this I would argue is the toughest swing. Georgia Southern on the road. I'm taking Georgia Southern.
Me as well.
Georgia Southern.
At Paulson Stadium in Statesboro.
Gatta.
And then they follow that, and I believe this is a midweek, so it kind of gives them a bye, so they get a little extra time to prepare. But this is at Louisiana. I'm taking
Cajuns. Take the Cajuns as well. I think I think Texas State's a little overrated, even if they're in the league. I'll take Louisiana.
Louisiana.
I do think, though, Charles Huff has their number, but we'll see.
I'm going with the Cajuns.
ULM at home. I'm going to take ULM.
Southern Miss.
Yeah.
Southern Miss.
All right, at Arkansas State, I'm going to take the Red Wolves. They
Me
seem
too.
To have it going.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right, and then Texas State at home.
Hmm.
Will they be overrated this year? I mean, that's a coin flip one.
I don't know about that
one. Yeah. It all comes down to that quarterback position, you know, and Braxton's a good one.
I'm going to go Texas State.
Me too. That's where I was leaning.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but yeah.
At South Alabama. Now, they also have had a coaching change,
yeah.
But they promoted within.
Again, but it's not. It's Chinese checkers. South Alabama seems to beat us. I'll take the Jags.
Okay. What are you going with,
I hate
Bob?
To be so negative, but I think you're right.
And it's not necessarily that South Alabama is any better. They just have our number.
I'm taking Southern Miss because they lost their starting quarterback in the portal. And I just think, you know, promoting within, it's still a coaching change.
Nope.
I just don't think
let's go, guys. 1 minute.
All right.
This is the last one.
All right.
Troy at home. I'm taking USM.
Bob?
Yeah, I'm gonna take the Golden Eagles at home in that one.
I'll take the Trojans.
So how'd this stack up?
All right, I've got them. I'm going to have to change this because this is. I don't think it's realistic. I think I've got them at 8-4. Bob's got them at 6-6. Or I'm sorry, Kelly's got them at 6-6.
Which is what I kind of thought.
And then Bob's got them at a very friendly 5-7.
Okay. No. I don't think that any of those are. I think any of those are doable. Okay. And I hope you're right, Andrew.
Any of them could happen. You're sticking with that 8-4.
I don't know. I'm probably a little generous at the start of the year. I mean, they could go 5-0. I don't think they will.
The problem that I have always had in predicting these games is I see a lot of these games with my heart rather than my eyes, and people go, man, you
get... Oh, I'm always wrong with football. Like, if you're a betting man, don't listen to me.
Yeah,
probably do the opposite.
Then it never happens, you know, so I... 6-6 would be a great improvement from last year.
The first five teams that they play, they're all kind of in the same spot as USM was the last 2 years. They either got a new coach or they got a coach that's on the way out.
Well, let's be honest. 500 would be a step in the right direction.
It's a bowl game. It's a bowl game.
Step in the right direction.
Well, I mean, I think that should be the expectation for this year.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Heath Hinton's next. Stay with us.
Yeah. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back to the Eagle Hour. You know, Kelly was telling me yesterday as Andrew was cutting his grass how glad he was he signed up for that $55 annual subscription to the Pine Belt News, where you get the Pine Belt News sports coverage and also you get the Signature Magazine.
Well, hang on, though. It's $35.
Yeah, because I live in Lamar County.
And you still got the grass cutting.
Yeah.
Well, I think he just gave me the extra $20 to...
Oh, okay.
No, I've got dirt on Andrew. That's
right. He's out there just cutting your grass, just as happy as he can be.
He better be.
You see, you're not going to want me to cut your grass after you see the final product.
Well, Ernesto normally does all my yard work.
All right, 4th Street Bar and Grill, they're not going to cut your grass, but they will give you a good lunch, and it's available 5 days a week and a good meal at night. Always some good baseball and football on the TVs down there. I bet you anything the College World Series will be there this weekend. 4th Street Bar Grill, we just thank the world of Slade and all those guys down there. We hope that all of our listeners will do business with those fine Golden Eagle supporters. All right, Heath Hinton, we just did football predictions. Andrew comes in at 8-4. Kelly 6-6. I come in at 5-7. Who's right? Who's wrong?
I'm going to go with the median here. I'll go 6-6, maybe 7-5. I think you got some swing games there. Maybe Jacksonville State's a swing game if you can beat them at home early in the season. But this is going to be an interesting football season because what Southern Miss has done, Texas State did it somewhat, but not to the extent that Huff and them have done since they came in, which is just turn over a team completely. I'm talking not half the team. I'm talking, maybe 85% of the team has turned over. And so I think a lot of eyes are going to be on Hattiesburg to see how this experiment works in the group of six level, whatever you want to say, and see how this experiment works out. I think there's going to be a lot of eyes on Hattiesburg. And I think there's going to be a lot of people, if this works out, this idea of college football hiring coaches is not going to be, sure if you can coach, but how many players can you bring with you and who your assistants are going to be?
Well, we've talked so much, Heath, about the importance of the quarterback position at any level, from PUE youth football all the way up to the National Football League. And Southern Miss has, by all people who know, Braylon Braxton is a great quarterback, if he stays healthy. So if that is indeed the case, are we underselling Southern Miss at 6-6?
I don't know if you undersell them because I think there's some big questions on the offensive line and even, on the defensive front. So I'm not sure you're selling them short. I think, Braylon himself is worth some wins. And look, Southern Miss hasn't had a quarterback coming back that has played as well since maybe Nick Mullins.
Sid Luckman.
This is a big thing for Southern Miss.
Sid.
Let me ask you this, Heath. Do you think it's a fair assessment to think that the first half of their – I mean, besides the fact that four of their first five games are at home, but I think those first six games are very winnable, and then the second half of the schedule gets really rough.
Yeah, I do, but I also think that's a great thing, too, because I think you get better the longer the season goes along.
That's true.
So if you get those early games early in the season, I'm not saying Mississippi State's early. That's not an easy one. And I don't know, Southern Miss plays the best game. If they can beat State, that's going to be an interesting ball game. But I think with the early games, the easier games being early, you get a chance to build your team up to where you're playing well late in the season. If you can do that and you can continue to build chemistry with the players that were with us before and all these new guys that have come in, and the chemistry building is not going to be as drastic as you might think it is because a lot of these guys already played together. So with the early games being, early in the season, harder games being late, I think it plays into Southern Miss's favor because you want to be playing your best football toward the end of the season. And I think there's a good chance they could be doing that.
Heath, foreshadowing the rest of the year, Andrew had talked about how he thought maybe the Louisiana Tech could be kind of a tipping point one way or the other for Southern Miss. And I understand you kind of think the Jacksonville State game might be a precursor as to what might come the rest of the year.
Yeah, I do. I think Jacksonville State's got one of those things where it's Southern Miss is a payback game for Southern Miss. I think that is a game to where you went over it last year, you just got embarrassed. And
but none of those guys are on the team anymore.
But yeah, I agree with you. But my point is,
same could be said for Jacksonville State.
How do these players accept this team? How do these players accept this team? And do they feel the pressure from the failures of these last teams? Because I think that's, if they don't feel pressure from what the last teams have done and how bad it's been, I don't know if that, they need something to push them to be better. And I think feeling the pressure from those last teams not being well could do that. So I think winning that Jacksonville State game, showing that, yeah, we accept what, how bad those teams were, we're not going to be that bad anymore. And I think that's why that kind of turns into one of those swing games early in the season that I think Southern Miss will win. But I also think it carry them into a bowl game later in the season.
But that's the fifth game in the season. I mean, isn't that kind of late for it to be the swing game, per se, at that point?
Not with the, not as hard that schedule is at the end.
Fair.
Yeah.
That could be a swing.
Question about two teams. Coincidentally, my cousin was in here yesterday, and his son is the offensive coordinator at Jackson State. He told us that Jackson State was loaded. So let's look at the first two games, because it's quite an extreme, an SEC team and then a SWAC team. Southern Miss plays its best game against Mississippi State. What does Heath Hinton think the outcome would be?
Against their best game they could play at home, you come away with a 24-21 win.
Okay.
If you play your total best game at home, yeah, I think Southern Miss could win that game.
I don't
think they would run away, but I think it would be where they, you know, got a late touchdown. Something happened late where Southern Miss could win.
But you don't play your best game against Mississippi State. What happens?
You get beat, and you, yeah, it's
okay.
You're going to get out-athleted. I don't know if chemistry for Mississippi State's going to be there like it will be for Southern Miss, because Mississippi State's bringing guys in that hasn't played together, where Southern Miss brought guys in that have played together.
You don't play your best game against Jackson State, and what happens?
You still win.
Okay, that's what I was.
Look, Jackson State, God bless them, but it's FCS football, and it.
You can't lose that game. It doesn't matter.
You're not going to. No. Southern Miss doesn't lose to FCS opponents, and you know the worst team ULM ever had, Jackson State, one of their best teams, couldn't even beat them. So I just don't see any way Jackson State could beat Southern Miss, and that's not a knock against Jackson State. It's just an athlete and a numbers game. No way.
But everyone agrees the Golden Eagles have to play. They got to come out of the gate and play well to beat Mississippi State. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah,
absolutely. You gotta play inspired football and. Huff has to have the team ready. I think they will be ready. I think a lot of it has to depend on how long it takes Mississippi State to gel as a group, too. If it takes them a couple of games, it gives Southern Miss a better advantage early. Because I'll say it again, Southern Miss guys have played together. And because of that, there's a little more chemistry going to be there than all these transfers from Mississippi State coming in.
I don't think there could be a more interesting opening game. I mean, I just think the fact that you got this new coach, you got this complete new roster, and you've got Mississippi State coming into the stadium, I just don't think there could be a better setup for a storyline, Heath.
No, and let's not forget Toledo that beat them last year.
Yeah.
In Starkville, so that, you know, there, it's not, it's a very interesting, there's a reason it's 11 o'clock on ESPN. I feel bad. By the way, no team should ever be made to play at 11 o'clock in early in the season at 11 a.m. That is just.
Yeah, but really, when you look at our weather, Heath, in Mississippi, it's hotter at 4 o'clock in the afternoon than it is at 11. So it really is going to be a little bit cooler.
Yeah. Well, how about a 6 o'clock night game? That would have been better.
Yeah. How about an 8 o'clock night game?
No. Let's not put that in anybody's head.
That's way past my bedtime. No.
Heath, let me ask you this: if Mississippi State loses that game, does Jeff Lebby make it back to Starkville?
Yes, because, I mean, he took over a bad situation. It's going to take time. He didn't have a very good squad last year. He's had to replace. It's a new team. you're going to take your lumps early sometimes when you have a whole new team come in that hasn't played together. So, no, I don't think that he doesn't make it back to start. Well, I say, you know, the seat's going to be a little warm, but no, I think that, you know, the situation he left over, and it's going to take time, and I don't know if Mississippi State has that much patience, but I think they will. And so, no, I don't think that at all. I just think it's a tough rebuild up there that he's got to do, and they don't may not have as much NIL money as other schools in the SEC do. So it's going to be a fun contest.
I want to point out one thing. If USM wins that game, their NIL is probably going to explode, right?
Yeah, and Southern Miss NIL right now is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. All right, Heath, we appreciate you, man. Have a good weekend.
Y'all too, guys. God bless.
Heath Hinton, everybody. Big Gold Nation. We'll wrap up the Eagle Hour next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, sure appreciate our guests today, Heath Hinton and Noah Frary. Tomorrow on the show, Coach Christian Ostrander returns. We're going to wrap up the baseball season and talk about some of the new signees that are becoming Golden Eagles. Also, softball. We're going to talk a little softball with the head softball coach tomorrow. So, I guess you could say we're back on the diamond. I don't know. I'm having a hard time getting.
I told you, Bob. It's once the MLB draft happens.
Okay, so I'm good. I'm good for another.
No,
few
you're
weeks.
You're fine. The World Series. It is still like baseball. Is
you're right.
Still happening.
Right, and we got to talk about that for just a minute. If you didn't see the Arkansas LSU baseball game last night, you missed one of the great baseball games you'll ever watch.
Well, I think it was one of the worst breakdowns.
It was unbelievable.
In college baseball history.
Unbelievable.
Man. And I know, like, you know, sure, there was the failure to turn the double play. I know some people were giving the left fielder grief. He slipped, but at that point it's momentum. But the one that kind of struck me funny is, how do you not walk LSU's number one hitter?
Who just hit a home run.
Yeah, and you got an open base. You're trying to do anything you can. I didn't get that. I mean, it was a team loss. I mean, there's no other way to put it.
No
but
question.
Then the fact that the second baseman was, I mean, inches away from snagging that line drive. And I mean, it was a great game.
It was fun.
It's been a great World Series.
It has.
Well,
one of the questions that I wanted to ask Heath, and we ran out of time, and I'll ask Andrew because he's our certified journalist, even though you and I have journalism degrees, Bob.
I have one too.
Yeah, but but we were of the old journalism. I'm not making allegations here because the season hasn't started yet, but the talk among media is that we're just not sure how accessible that Coach Huff is going to make players, assistant coaches, et cetera, going into the season. Now, let me be clear. That is his right. To run the ship as he sees fit. But if indeed players are not going to be nearly as accessible, assistant coaches nearly as accessible as they have been under the Hall administration, then how do we attack this season, Andrews, from a coverage standpoint?
Well, and, you know, Hall was very, very open. I think Jay Hobson was kind of the normal middle ground.
Where right. I agree with that.
You'd have to ask in advance for certain things, but that you would get it. It wasn't just open nonstop. Yeah, I think it's hard to say because I've never done it. I know this is what a lot of the guys on the SEC beats of colleagues I know, how they go about juggling things. You got to get more creative with finding ways to tell stories. Sometimes that can be a good thing. Sometimes that's a bad thing. It's ironic because it's, and I'm not saying this is the case at Southern Miss, but sometimes when you close off, it creates worse problems from a PR side.
Agreed.
However, at the same time, I also understand why you close off certain things because of competitive edges. I understand that. I'm speaking in general. I'm not throwing Coach Ruff under the bus. But right.
And you do have to understand that he is of the Saban coaching tree.
Yeah.
And Nick Saban was one of those guys that don't even look at me, you know.
Yeah. I do know, like, people got along well with Nick Saban in a non-football setting. He was fairly open, not during the off season, I guess is a better way to phrase it. But I do think, you know, you just got to kind of sit back and see how it comes. Who knows if they start winning, do things open up a little bit more? Maybe. I don't know, but you just got to take it as it comes. You have to be fair. You have to be objective about it. And I do think we all have to consider one thing. Yeah, there's a lot of hype. Yes, they spent a lot of money on a roster. It's still year one. And you are taking over a program that won one game last year. I do think Coach Charles Huff is allowed to be given leeway. Even if they don't become, I think 6-6 is what they should obtain. It should be the goal. I don't think it's a crazy one. But at the same time, if they don't, I mean, he deserves the slack because you are taking over a very tough situation.
And it does need to be noted that because Will Hall and his staff were so open, it was also, many would say, part of his downfall was that there was a lack of discipline in that football team. So any discipline, any perceived discipline as any perceived lack of discipline, would be more disciplined than the team had last year.
That was a lot of discipline.
So even if it's not way over at the other end of the spectrum, even if Coach Huff was kind of a middle type of guy, like Hobson said, it would be more secluded than you've been used to the last 4 years.
Yeah, but I do think the bottom line is if you're winning, it's nobody's going to care. I mean, that's...
No, it's true.
I mean, it's the truth, you know?
It's true. And no one's going to care what the roster is.
Yeah, but
no,
well, the worst case scenario would be if you're not accessible at the beginning of the year and then you happen to lose, boy, it's really going to be a tough job.
Sure, but also, yeah, you're right. But also, it's, like I said, even though I think the leash is shorter, like, and I've said this before, coaches used to get 3-4 years to get the team. With the portal, I'd say it's like 2. It's still year one. I think Charles Huff does deserve that kind of slack. As I've said, there's things on the, you know, not even on the field that he wanted to get resources for that Will Hall didn't quite get. They're spending more money. We just got to wait and see. Because here's the thing, that if this doesn't work, there's going to be a lot of heads rolling. I mean, from the top down. And I don't want to see that because that's when your school is in a very worst case scenario.
All right, that wraps up the show today. Good discussion, I thought, and enjoyed it. Back tomorrow at 1 o'clock, Coach Oz, softball as well. Going to be another good show. Hope you'll join us. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.